Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 24th of July. In a quiet data calendar, we have a lot of business sentiment polls out. The absence of other exciting news means that there's a good chance this data will get more attention than it actually deserves. The reality is that political polarisation has an impact on how people respond to any kind of survey. These surveys are based on opinions. In theory, they are objective and measurable questions, but the evidence does suggest that people say what they feel rather than what's happening. This helps to explain why economic data has tended to do noticeably better than survey-based evidence has suggested of late. It's also worth reflecting that actual economic data tends to be revised positively, and that implies that the underperformance of survey evidence is actually more acute. In the United States, politicians are still politicking. Markets still do not care. President Biden addresses the US public this evening, long after markets have closed, but it's almost impossible to imagine that Biden will say something that would be market-moving. Vice President Harris has continued to gain endorsements and appears to have the support of a majority of Democrat delegates, with a rule change expected today to allow them to accept the nomination ahead of the Democrat convention. Again, markets will react only if there is a sign of a meaningful change of policy between a Biden and a Harris administration, and or if markets change their assessment of the probability of a Harris administration. From the United States data calendar, we have new home sales data. These are an interest rate sensitive part of the economy, of course, and the excessively restrictive policy of the US Federal Reserve has done damage here, inevitably. There are also some inventory numbers. Inventory data doesn't normally excite a lot of attention, and barely any economists at all bother to forecast them. However, there has been chatter about companies looking to build inventory ahead of the November election. If there were to be an increase in trade tariffs, it would make sense to build inventory now, because these trade taxes are paid by US customers, and buying in ahead of the imposition of new trade taxes would therefore make sense. ECB Chief Economist Lane is speaking again today. Yesterday's remarks were worthy, but not market-moving. Today's comments are part of a panel discussion, and the chances of something market-moving coming along is also quite low. There are a couple of Federal Reserve speakers too, but the subject matter, strengthening community partnerships in Texas, doesn't offer a lot of scope for investors to get excited. Apologising for the relentless rise of real interest rates in the United States might be one way of strengthening community partnerships in Texas or indeed elsewhere, but it seems unlikely that this will be referenced in today's comments. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.